people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. And they were amazed, why? Because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Well, after all, this is God in the flesh speaking. This is God revealing himself in the person of Jesus Christ. Here we have the Word incarnate. Here we have the Word in the flesh. And the people had never heard anything like it. All they ever heard was a collection of silly, dead-end, man-made rules and regulations from their teachers of the law. And it is the Christ who enters into what was an all-too-ordinary setting and begins teaching something extraordinary. He teaches of God's love. He teaches of God's love for a people bound with sin and guilt and fear, a love that forgives, a love that draws people to become people of God. And when considering what we would term our way of life, we too, if honest, would be amazed at his teaching. Our sins are very real. Take, for example, our proud and self-sufficient way of life. It dulls our relationship with the Lord. We turn our luxuries into necessities, and we see very little need for supporting the cause of Christ. We reject service to our neighbor because we think the flesh comes first. We think that the flesh must be pampered first. And that pampering becomes a way of life, and so we build ourselves nice little comfortable prisons, and we wonder why we're not as happy or as content as we would like to be. And then when things go wrong, we fall apart at the seams and wonder, what is God doing? Our text again, Jesus, just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. And note that this man did not run into the service. He was already there. And it's there that Christ enters with his teaching. It's there that Christ enters with the Word, his authority, and he drives out the demons. And here's the amazing thing. Christ has power over Satan. He has power over sin. He cares about people and would not have us become imprisoned by the thinking that we can do without him, that we can set up nice little comfortable lives without him. And so the people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this, a new teaching?" And with authority. And what's so fascinating about this is their question. They ask not, "Who is this?" but rather, "What is this?" They didn't understand that the person standing there in their synagogue on that Sabbath was the Savior of the world, who reveals himself through his Word, who wants to lift them from their regular life and death existence into eternal glory. Four times the text makes reference to his teaching, and the implication is pretty clear. We desperately need his Word, not just to be informed by it, but to be transformed by it. And for us, that's the Scriptures. That's what we hear from our Lord in St. John's Gospel. "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free from sin, free from guilt, free from the type of living that takes a person nowhere but to a meaningless existence and to eternal loss." Christ sat in their synagogue, and he taught with authority. He taught in a manner they had never witnessed before. He was different, he was authoritative, and he was divinely so. And he comes now even to us. He comes and we too receive his good gifts. Right here, under these ordinary means of bread and wine, is something very extraordinary. For here, Christ comes with his very body and blood to forgive your sins, to give you life, to grant you salvation, and he gives it all to you freely. You see, everything centers around this Christ who is really present. Everything centers around what he brings through his Word at this table. It's a Word and it's a meal that sustains his people. It's a Word made flesh and revealed to us in this season of Epiphany. And it is this Word, this Christ, that strengthens and encourages, who reveals and enlightens, who gives hope and encouragement and grace and forgiveness. And there's nothing ordinary about that. There's nothing ordinary about this Christ who takes on human flesh, who comes to us in his holy word, who comes to us in his holy sacrament, and in fact, almost everything about him, from Bethlehem to Calvary, for our sake, is quite out of the ordinary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.